Welcome to the Global from Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business from Hong Kong is broken down into straight-up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
Thanks for everybody for tuning in to another Global from Asia podcast. I hope everybody's having a great day today and is ready to start learning more about Hong Kong business. We're up to episode 41, and I'm going to start off our show reading an iTunes review we just received from Rofo in Australia. If you're thinking of basing your business out of Hong Kong but don't know where to start, look no further than Mike's terrific podcast. He focuses each show on one aspect of running a business from the region, the perks of doing so, hello, Southeast Asia, and debunks the myth of a Hong Kong-based company being just for international corporations. He also features special guests who draw upon their real-world experiences. There are too few good resources out there for starting a business from Asia, so finding Mike's podcast has been a gem for me. Highly recommended. Thanks so much, Rofo. I think we were chatting. You were up in Beijing on WeChat. We were talking, and I really appreciate following through and leaving the review. It really helps me out, and I'll try to start off each show when we get a review, sharing one of them with listeners. So I know this show today is based on a lot of people's asking me for logistics and fulfillment and warehousing options in Hong Kong. And after some outreach, I found Danny Song from Oriental Logistics Limited, who I went out to visit his operations this past week and get him to interview in person over in Kwai Chung, Hong Kong, in New Territories. So I know many listeners are buying from Chinese factories and exporting, and I know there's been problems people having with consolidating from multiple factories or trusting a sourcing agent with all their supplier info. So having a good logistics partner, or a 3PL, as they called services, such as one as Oriental, is very important. So let's listen up and learn some possibilities for your import-export company. And at the end of the show, I'm going to go over some notes that Danny talked about after I turned off the mic and give some more pointers and summaries. So stay tuned through the whole show. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to another Global from Asia podcast. We are in Hong Kong here at the Oriental Logistics Company with Danny Song. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me. My name is Danny Song, Deputy General Manager for the operations of the company. Oriental Logistics is a major asset-based third-party logistics service provider in Hong Kong. We are providing one-stop logistic management solutions and contract logistics tailor-made with high performance to supply chain management requirements. Our company is composed of five companies: Oriental Logistics Company Limited, Oriental System Company Limited, Oriental Physical Distribution Company Limited, Oriental Logistics Express Company Limited, and Oriental Record Management Company Limited. We are founded in 1997, headquartered in Hong Kong, and having wholly owned subsidiary and warehouse and distribution operation also in Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangzhou. Now our company reached into more than 75 cities around the world. Our company provides a wide range of logistics service and also expand in a niche market business providing. One, third-party and public housing and logistics solution for the wine industry, fashions, or for the FMCG products, electronic components and finished goods, cosmetic, chemical logistics, both for general cargoes and dangerous goods, transportation and distributions in Hong Kong, including daily replenishment of merchandise to retail outlets, dangerous goods transportation, including a full container load or loose container loads, cross-border trucking, value-added service such as barcode relabeling, repackaging, QC control, sampling, purchasing of material, decanting and extra, or many other things. We also do cross-docking. Our company also have a web-based inventory management systems. We also have air, sea, international freight forwarding, and freight consolidation for fashion, general cargoes, and dangerous goods as well. Full range of custom service, like the handle the export, import, documentation services. Or we also have a temperature control storage for FMCG products and wine. In fact, everything related to 3PL, as I say, the third-party logistics, we could do it.
Yeah, I'm really excited to have you on the show. And we've had a lot of listeners asking for these kinds of services and many questions about it. And I hope they learn a lot today. So as I said, like a lot of listeners are, you know, the profile is usually in their 20s or 30s, like me, that are usually Western American, European, South America, worldwide people, and they're trying to buy from factories or are currently buying from factories, and they maybe do B2B, so they kind of buy LCL or FCL, but I think a lot of times they buy from multiple different factories, and they don't know maybe how to consolidate, or they trust one factory to know all of their other suppliers, and they're trying to figure out how to consolidate into one. What would you kind of suggest?
So I know that a lot of company now in doing a lot of purchasing in China. So well, in fact, it is a very difficult and cumbersome to handle consolidation from different cargoes from different factory in China. So this action, if you involve a lot of doubling work, such as cargo in and out different warehouses many times. Also, if there's something wrong with the label, you have to do a relabeling before consolidating into a full container. Sometimes your cargoes may not fill up the whole container, so that means the freight cost will be higher. So we will suggest your customer or your listeners, if you want to do this kind of work in China, we will suggest that you send all these cargoes to the warehouse in Hong Kong. When you appointed the 3PL, you send into one particular warehouse, and then the company, the agents, or such as we will double check the cargoes, we do the VA jobs for you if necessary, and then we'll get other cargo to fill up a container so that you can save freight costs.
So then they would ship by truck to Hong Kong?
Yeah, by truck to Hong Kong, and some may by sea.
Maybe like Shanghai or
Ningbo, Tianjin, all the major ports come to Hong Kong. It's very convenient. Yeah.
Great. Maybe there's some more questions people are having in their mind. Hopefully we get through everything in the interview here. So it also depends on industries. You said you kind of work with wine, dangerous goods, cosmetics, pretty interesting industries. So then you said they should ship to Hong Kong. And then I was walking around today at your facility. It's pretty nice. And they have, you know, full containers, partial containers. Yeah. You would be able to warehouse it in Hong Kong. And then I think some people say an FCL to the U.S. and then they kind of consolidate there. But this is pretty interesting if they can make that work. We kind of covered it, but I know it based on industry and location, but for B2B, instead of shipping to the U.S., you can come to Hong Kong and it's totally feasible.
It is feasible. In fact, it is a very common practice. Some of the customer, they will use Hong Kong as a stepping stone, say the product from China to outside world, particularly USA. So we have customer who ship cargo from PLC to USA and stop at Hong Kong, and they left some part of the cargoes in Hong Kong for Hong Kong market and also for other Asian markets. So it is a very common practice. Yeah,
that's nice. And then importing into China, actually a lot of our listeners too are trying to sell to mainland China. A lot of times they send to Shanghai, but I think also they can come into Hong Kong. Can you give some people some ideas about how that would work?
Well, this is a very good question. Shipping to Hong Kong is certainly one of the choices. In fact, it is the best choice for new customer who plan to invest in China or do business in China. Customer can import directly to China, of course, in theory. But I always say or advise to customers, it is bureaucratic. And that you may spend longer time or extra money to get things done. Whereas we are here in Hong Kong and we have expertise to provide them with a great help, at least the Chinese language, so that it could be more effective.
And then also, I know taxes, people always ask about importing costs. So then basically, it's much cheaper, or the taxes are usually lower in Hong Kong, right, when they send?
In Hong Kong, in fact, there's a tax-free.
Tax-free, yeah, which is, I guess,
of course. When you go to China, of course, you have to pay the import tax.
So it kind of leads into the next question. You were mentioning you do cross-border trucking, and it goes both ways from China into
Hong Kong and Hong Kong back to China. Yes, cross-border trucking is, as I say, a very common activity in Hong Kong too. There are many different type of trucks, like 5.5 metric tons, 10 metric tons, or 20 feet or 40 feet containers across the border, in fact, every day, back and forth to China. The cargo will be like the garments, chemicals, food stuff, and shoes, or even mobile phones, etc. So this is very common things.
So some listeners might not know about size. So is that like a van?
There's like a van, a lorry.
So you can do from small van
to 40 feet container.
40 foot container.
40 foot container, yeah.
Great, great, great. And then, of course, warehousing options. So you said you have offices in Beijing.
In Beijing, Shanghai, and Shenzhen, yeah.
And Shenzhen. And then those are all the same services, or are they different services?
They all provide the same 3PL services, yeah.
I know it's always a case by case, but maybe a listener was wondering, would they send to your Hong Kong headquarters first, or then if they're consolidating and then selling, maybe the question is mainland Chinese warehouse in Shenzhen. They're interested maybe in the use case of shipping goods from a lot of different Chinese factories, maybe to Shenzhen or Shanghai, and then consolidate there, send to Hong Kong or even to their direct market. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, put it this way, if you want to have a cargo to China, there will be a depending on the your business strategy. Some of the cargo may just come to Shenzhen for the bond warehouse. That means just you don't need to pay tax yet, but you don't know when your end customer want to take the product. So our office in Shenzhen can provide such service to arrange your product store in bonded warehouse so that you can react to the market need immediately. Whereas in Hong Kong, of course, it's not far away from Shenzhen.
Yeah, exactly.
It's only about, if by trucking, maybe 3 or 4 hours, you can reach there. So we will suggest that there's two types in Shenzhen warehouse, like bonded and non-bonded warehouse. So it really depends on the customer at that point of time. As you know, or everybody will know, the bonded warehouse in China, the purpose is for the tax and the business opportunity. So there will be a lot only for China. You store the material in bonded warehouse, so you can also for outside of the market as well.
Bonded warehouse could be for export or import?
Export, import.
The same.
So in other words, when you have product from overseas, you can put in a bonded warehouse for China market. At the same time, if you decided not to sell into China, then you can withdraw and return your cargoes. Similarly, vice versa, if you have product from China, you want to put in a bonded warehouse first and then for outside market. Yeah.
Okay.
Both ways.
And then we didn't talk about costs. I know it always depends, but is bonded warehouse cost the same or different than non-bonded warehouse?
Bonded warehouse in general will be cheaper than the normal warehouse.
I would have thought the other way, actually.
Well, all the handling are the same, but only the rate for the bonded warehouse may be cheaper, I think.
You know, I think a lot of listeners are always overwhelmed with the logistics and warehousing choices. What are some tips maybe for them to decide what's the best way for them to do it?
Okay, in this case, one must make a choice whether you would take a new service provider or well-established one. So in case you want to have a established one in Hong Kong, for example, so you must look at their track record, the company record, their management style and customer portfolio that they are serving. And the fleet management, is a local delivery and overseas freight management. Yeah.
Maybe I could ask a little bit more question. Then if they're doing import or export, you would think is Hong Kong is better? Could they do B2C into China from Hong Kong?
But for being the B2B or B2C nowadays, because we are in a technology age, so it can be done. Yeah, because like in China, you can see a lot of warehouses also. They are doing a lot of B2B, B2C now. So whether you are in China or in Hong Kong, are the same. There's not much difference. But some clients, go back to your questions, is clients can use our warehouse as a regional hub. So that means cargo can come in from everywhere to everywhere because Hong Kong is very convenient places, you know. And through our delivery teams on roads, by sea or by air, we also provide VA jobs. For instance, Chinese label for one of our chemical company for China market. So they need Chinese label. The product is from Europe. So for example, some of the product need a cold room, like those medical pass, they need a bit cold temperature room. Yeah.
Yeah, especially with wine, right? You have to have the controlled temperature. And I know pricing is really hard, but I think Hong Kong is usually the warehousing and cost more in Hong Kong than mainland China, or?
Yes. In general, the cost in Hong Kong is higher than in China. But you have to look at the total solution. If you're thinking about a 3PL, you don't just talking about the warehousing, just the storage, of course, China is cheaper. But you're talking about the whole thing, like the 3PL, like your goods come into my warehouse and I do all the VA jobs and all the stuff until reach your end customer. We have worked the simulation. We do the calculation already. So in fact, the cost very much the same because you have a lot of admin costs in China.
Mm-hmm.
That is it costs you a lot.
Yeah.
Exactly. And also nowadays the exchange rate, oh, so yeah, it makes things much, much different.
Yeah, it's always changing, and it's true.
It's about 20% difference nowadays.
Yeah. The world is upside down now. And I really appreciate you coming on the show, Danny. Do you have other points that I didn't cover that you might want to share?
Yeah, as I just now mentioned about, we are in the technology age. So if you want to find out where we are, so I'm sure you have your computer and you just type in the Oriental Logistics in the search engine, you will find us there. Concerning the price, go back to this. So it really depends on the cargo types, the size, the air conditioning room, or over-labeling and all these extra work. So the typical rate for storage, for example, in Hong Kong nowadays, is talking about Hong Kong dollars 14 per square feet per month. So nearly about $2.
Which is, I think, reasonable. And is that palletized or shelved, or is that?
This all included. Yeah. Either palletized or on the shelf.
Yeah. Or on the shelf. Yeah. And then how about some fulfillment ideas? Like?
That is a B2C you're talking about.
Yeah, B2C.
Yes. For the storage, the fees are similar. Yeah, of course, handling will be different.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we can put that in the notes, or they could contact you for fulfillment. Is there any standard ideas for fulfillment, or?
Well, hard to say a standard. The best thing is, say your listener want to come to enter into this B2B or B2C. I think the best thing is we just have to have face-to-face.
Yeah,
we can sit down together and talk
and
what you want, and then we can certainly can do it for you.
Right.
I mean, in general, of course, you let me know where your catalog.
Mm-hmm,
or brochure, where are they, and then we pack it up, and then we do a repacking,
and
we have a repacking machine. If you want to seal the whole thing, we can do it for you, and then you give me the list of the customer names, we can courier to them, or if in Hong Kong, we have our local team, local delivery. So if I have a bulk in a pallet, we can send it through by sea or by air. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks so much, Danny. I'm sure there's going to be listeners asking some questions, and I really, I hope you can help them. They're always asking me, and I'm really happy to get you on the show again.
Anyway, this is a very brief introduction. Of course, listener, if you want to find more, just call us and look for the company names, Oriental Logistics in the search engine. So
I'll also link it on the show.
Yeah.
Maybe also, you have many different website names. Why is...
The website name is www.orientallogistics.com.
Mm-hmm.
So you will find us.
Okay, perfect. That's a wrap. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I hope some listeners got some good insights on that. I actually learned myself, even after 7 years here. I wish I had found some service providers like Danny's earlier. We've had our problems making the wrong choices with logistics, and we get really dependent when that shipment's in transit, and where is it, and a communication. So really do your due diligence, and you make sure that you get your flow and your order flow really clear for your business, especially import-export or dealing with B2B clients. I also asked Danny, for importing into China, can they help out classifying the product if it's a brand new product that's never been into the Chinese market? He says that it's something probably another agent would have to do, and it's a different service. So I'm going to look up for people like that to interview and get some more insights to share, because I know some people are trying to import into China products that have never been sold and ask a lot of questions. How does that work? And I know friends say that they don't use Hong Kong warehousing because it costs more. I think it's pretty clear Hong Kong is pretty much the most expensive real estate in the world. So of course, if you're going to warehouse there, you're going to pay much more than inside mainland China. But as Danny did talk about, there are some benefits of, if you're buying from other Southeast Asia factories, which has been picking up a lot, people are buying from Vietnam or Thailand or other places. Hong Kong is closer, and also you don't have to deal with a lot of the import or the Chinese business headaches. I know there is the other option, though, of a bonded warehouse inside mainland China, which we talked about, where it's not taxed or imported into the Chinese borders. So you could use those as well. I remember when I was doing a lot of e-commerce and trading for my bar products business, which I've talked about in other shows, I actually kind of rented like a 3-story house, and I had my warehouse on the first floor. It was pretty cool, keep all your operations together, but it was a bit of a nightmare at times. And, managing a warehouse as well as managing your e-commerce, internet marketing, and other clients is it a lot to kind of do. So, you know, using service providers such as Oriental really does help you out. And also I want to disclose, maybe I should have put at the beginning of the show, I'm not sponsored or paid by Oriental Logistics. I reached out to them. I also am talking to other logistics companies about being on the show. I haven't had a chance to work with them yet, but they do seem like pretty legitimate business that's been around for over, I think, 18 years, he said. So, you know, I definitely think you guys should reach out to them if you're interested and consider their services. Again, it's your decision, and, you know, I feel confident enough. I'm going to try to get some quotes from them for my European swimwear I'm importing into China with my wife to do her e-commerce business. All right, so that's a wrap for this week. And next week, I'm pretty excited. I've been recording interviews like crazy the last 3 or 4 days inside Hong Kong with different accountants and service providers and import visas and all kinds of stuff. So I'm kind of trying to decide which one to put next week, to be honest. But there's lots of cool content coming up. And, you know, also I have to keep doing it more and more in person. I was trying to do more like remote on Skype and stuff. But a lot of these are traditional businesses that don't even know what Skype is, or don't do a lot of online kind of business. So they prefer meeting face to face. So a lot of these are going to be in person. I also put the full transcript on the show. Danny had the notes typed out. So maybe if you didn't hear something or you want to check it out, it's on the show notes. globalfromasia.com/episode41. And that's a wrap, guys. See you next week.
To get more info about running an international business via Hong Kong, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.